His Excellency Georgi Konrout, President of the Republic of Fiji, Ms. Monique Barbu, Executive Secretary of UNCCD, Ms. Hika Jukyu, Senior Vice President of the METSA Group, Excellencies, colleagues from the Rome-based agents and the UN system, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all for joining us today to celebrate the International Day of Forest. We are honored to have the presence of the President of Fiji, who has been a global leader in advocating for sustainable development. In fact, I have to say that the President asked us to plant a tree today. And we started the day planting a tree on the right side here of FAO. I hope that we could do that every day, everyone, planting trees, starting the day. Thank you, Mr. President. This year, theme of for the International Day of Forestry was chosen to highlight the close link that we have between foresters and energy. Let me give you some figures about that. Wood still providing about 40% of the global renewable energy supply. This is as much as solar, hydroelectric, and wind power combined. And nearly half of the global wood production, almost 2 billion cubic meters, is used as energy for cooking, heating, and electricity generation. More than 2 billion people worldwide, more or less 30% of the world population, wood fuel means cooking the meal, boiling water, safe drinking water, and a warm dwelling. This is especially important for poor people in rural areas of developing countries where most of the time wood is the only energy source available. In addition, almost 900 million people in developing countries are employed in the wood energy sector. So wood fuel is of fundamental importance for the livelihood of millions of people. But it has historically brought some serious challenge. Much of the current production of wood energy is unsustainable, contributing to the degradation of forestry and soils and to the emission of greenhouse gas in the atmosphere. In many regions, the conversion to charcoal is often done using rudimentary and polluting methods. In the sub-Saharan Africa, for example, the production of wood energy is responsible for half of the forest destruction and degradation. So, in this International Day, there is an opportunity to raise awareness about the potential and also the challenge of energy production from forestry. Wood is a renewable source of energy that can be part of a sustainable future. But for this to become reality, some current trends must to turn around. We need, for example, to adopt improved technology for energy conversion. FAO is participating in several programs to deliver fuel-efficient stoves, especially for people in Latin America and Africa. These stoves not only help to preserve natural resources, but also to meet the needs of households for cooking. In South Sudan, for example, FAO and partners have distributed more than 30,000 fuel-efficient stoves as part of the Emergency Livelihood Response Program. Also in the sub-Saharan countries, Côte d'Ivoire, for example, FAO has helped to develop and disseminate an improved smoking oven for fishing communities to smoke their fish in a healthier and more efficient way. Basically, women do this work. And with that oven, we have been able to reduce also food waste by half. And reduce the firewood consumption by more than 80%, just to give you some figures. Today, FAO is also launching a new publication that we call the charcoal transition. The publication highlights how to reduce greenhouse emission along the charcoal value chain. It also offers policy options for climate smart charcoal sector, ensuring access to affordable, reliable, sustainable energy is part of the Sustainable Development Goals, more precisely SDG number 7. And this also is fundamental for addressing the impacts of climate change, for eliminating extreme hunger and poverty. I wish you all a happy International Forest Day. Don't forget to plant your tree. And thank you very much for your attention.